Hello and welcome back to the Wilkes-Barre Connect podcast, brought to you by Park Multimedia. The Wilkes-Barre Connect podcast is a series that brings in local entrepreneurs, council leaders, young professionals, and students that are leaving their mark on Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Dan Kimbrough. All right. Well, welcome back to the Wilkes-Barre Connect podcast. Today, I have with us two guests. We have Rachel Stark from the Pennsylvania Environmental Council and Molly Boyd from the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. Hello to the both of you.
Hello. Thank you, Dan,
Hi,
for
Dan.
Having us.
Hello. And so Rachel is the outgoing chair of the Young Professionals Network and Molly is the incoming. And we wanted to take a little bit of time to really sort of learn what the Young Professionals Network is. If you're familiar with Wilkes-Barre and the Chamber, you know that we have different councils and networks that focus on different groups, which is something you don't see in a lot of different chambers. And so this may be a new concept. But I want to start with you, Rachel. Could you give us a little background on sort of what is the Young Professionals Network?
Sure. So the Young Professionals Network started several years ago before I got involved. And it was basically an opportunity for young professionals to come together throughout the region and to meet one another, learn about volunteer opportunities, but also personal growth, professional growth, and just ways that we can better our community, right? A lot of us grew up kind of thinking that the Valley was the place to get out of. And we wanted to change that mindset and get young people to think, hey, you know, this is a really awesome, valuable place and we want to stay here. How can we be a part of not only making it better, but making it known that there are already amazing things here that make it a wonderful place to everyone else?
All right. Thank you for that. And so how did you get involved then, Rachel?
So I was invited around the beginning of the Facebook page, I think back in 2020. And when 2021 came around and Ahmad started posting about the 570 Day campaign, I knew that there was an interest from some young professionals in doing some group walks. So I just went on the Facebook page, just kind of a random post out of the blue, and said, hey, guys, like, I want to do some hikes for 570 Day just to celebrate some of the natural beauty. Let's all get together. And that next morning, I met Holly Pilkavage on a 6 a.m. early morning hike in Pinchot Forest to see the sunrise. And then in the evening, I did a hike at Seven Tubs with Ahmad and some others. And from there, I just kind of started to spiral and get more involved in a lot of different activities. I was nominated for the Volunteer of the Year with the YP Awards, and someone had a couple people had reached out to me and just kind of poked me about applying for the vice chair role that year. And I did. And I'm so glad I did, because it's definitely been a life changing experience. And just, again, such a valuable program to be a part of.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. And switching to you, Molly, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved?
Yeah, so I got involved pretty much fresh out of college, a little bit after. And I think what was so special to me about being on a college campus was that kind of community you feel, mm-hmm. right? You kind of exist in this little bubble, and then one day you graduate, and that's it.
Right.
And you try your best to keep in touch, but you're not seeing these people every single day. So I think for me, when I was trying to get a little bit more involved and find that new sense of community and what that looks like post-grad, the Young Professionals Network was really where I found it most. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got involved, started going to the meetings, volunteering, getting myself in the door as much as I can and as connected to these people as I could be. And from there, Rachel asked me if I would be interested in applying to be her vice chair as she stepped into her chair role when Anthony Milf stepped down. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got involved. And it's been evergreen ever since.
And we're so glad you did.
And so could you talk a little bit then, either one of you can take this one. What is sort of the important function that the Young Professionals Network serves sort of within the chamber, but also within the community overall?
Molly, do you want to take this one?
I'll kick off. Mm-hmm. Fill in when you feel necessary. but I think the Young Professionals Network just gives that space to people. And young is a little up to interpretation, not just for the folks that are like 35 and under, 40, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. But also, young could just be new to something, right? Maybe you had a complete career change. And mm-hmm. with that comes a lot of discomfort. And you often feel small and like there's not space for you mm-hmm. in these rooms where everybody knows everybody. Everybody's in with one another and they know their families, their wives, their kids, their husbands, like, what have you. So I think what the Young Professionals Network really does is give people the space and also connect them to the resources that they're looking for. And often that looks like people, just introducing people to people. Mm-hmm. So everybody feels like there's room for them.
Awesome. Thank you. Rachel, did you add to that at all?
I mean, I definitely agree with that. I think the Young Professionals Network, too, is a place where if you go to an event and you're standing alone in the corner, you know, you're kind of shy, you're introverted, it's more difficult for you to get out there. It's one of those spaces where someone's going to walk up to you and introduce themselves, and you're going to make like a lasting friendship with that person, or at least somebody else in the room. You know, it's just a really warm and welcoming environment. Everyone has been in the same boat as you, or at least maybe even is in the same boat as you, just kind of trying to get through life. And again, like just trying to grow professionally and personally in this crazy web of being a young professional. So I think it's just a really unique opportunity for us to all kind of come together on that front and have those shared experiences.
Very cool. Thank you for that. And I like that definition that young doesn't specifically, it's not an age thing. Sometimes it may be you're just new to whatever it is you're doing and just need someone to help walk you through that. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Could you talk to us a little bit about some of the past activities we may have seen that we didn't realize were young professionals, and sort of what are the things that you all are doing in the community?
Sure. So every year, the year kind of kicks off with the conference, which is in March usually. And the conference is a way for young professionals not only to come together in kind of a networking atmosphere, but also to learn more about different personal and professional development opportunities. There's usually a request for speakers towards the beginning of the year. So you could hear from a range of different people who have experience in marketing and writing blogs and how to make your LinkedIn page the most professional. So it's really honestly like a unique spectrum of different opportunities. In addition to that, there are meetings usually every other month. So those are posted pretty frequently. There's always pop-up events that happen on the Facebook page. There is a cornhole tournament in the summertime that benefits the YMCA. And then in the wintertime, there is an ugly sweater holiday party, which benefits Valley Santa. And then, of course, kind of our biggest culmination of the year is the Young Professionals Awards, which is typically in the fall. And those are just one of my favorite events of all time. It's just an opportunity to come together and recognize all of the young professionals who are making our region an amazing place to live. They're striving to see that greatness that is there, like I mentioned before, and just making it a better place every day.
Thank you for that. Thank you. And Molly, looking to you, what kind of things should we expect going forward for the young professionals? Are there anything new that's on the docket that we should be looking for?
Yeah, Rachel definitely hit all of our like annual highlights. So as far as the upcoming year, we're definitely still looking to do all of those things that Rachel mentioned and maybe seek to add a couple more. Right now, not to say we're status quo, but we've got a really good thing going. So definitely looking forward to see where the year takes us and whatever pivots we need to make. Making them swiftly and gracefully. So definitely looking forward to the year ahead. It'll be a good one.
Very cool. Thank you. And can you talk a little, you know, we've talked about sort of the things that you're doing and that support that's there. Looking at sort of the broader community, why do we feel that it's important for young people to have sort of this network of individuals, you know, whatever the definition of young is, to be able to sort of propped up? Because technically, you're all working sort of in your own different locations in these things. So is there this benefit to sort of having this network of like-minded individuals? Because it sounds like it's not just the support for what you're doing in your own day-to-day life, but it's also supporting the community and giving back. Where is that importance? You know, why is that something that people should be looking to get involved with?
Yeah. So, and Molly, you can definitely bounce off this. One of the things that I've heard a lot and kind of experienced is there's a lot of people who we call boomerangs. You know, they leave the area because they think it's just a terrible place to live. And when they get out there, they realize like nowhere else is that different or that better. You know, everywhere is pretty on par. Everywhere has something special about them. And they start to miss the Wyoming Valley at the place that they called home. And they kind of realize too that maybe it wasn't so much the fact that the area was bad, but there was something within them that, whether it was the impression that was put on them by other people growing up in school, whether it was just an experience that they had, you know, they start to realize that those things were really what was weighing on them. And I think getting involved with a group like the Young Professionals, all of those like-minded individuals who kind of see the value in the area, it just kind of helps to foster that positivity and that optimism and that looking towards the future a little bit more.
Yeah. Molly, want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I think it's just important that you have people who are going to be here a long time actively choosing to be here. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. what that means and what that looks like for a community is people who are willing to invest their time and energy to better mm-hmm. it. And I think NEPA is going to look a little different in a decade from now, and I'm certain it will be for the better.
Very cool. Thank you. And Molly, could you speak to, since you joined the Young Professional Network, how have you sort of maybe seen yourself grow, you know, in your own job and the roles that you have?
Definitely. Well, for starters, there is not many rooms I walk into and I feel isolated or alone. I could typically pick out at least one familiar face. Mm-hmm. And if I can't, through the experience of being in the Young Professionals, I've learned to figure it out, navigate it, and make a familiar face out of that room of strangers. So it's definitely helped me develop in that sense where mm-hmm. I'm more sure of myself and can stand on my own 2 feet, even if I don't feel the most secure in the setting and it's something's new.
Gotcha.
It doesn't necessarily intimidate me the way it used to.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. And back to Rachel, to you as well.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, it's hard to go anywhere and not see someone that I know. And that's definitely thanks to all of the involvement with the Young Professionals Network. I think that, again, being a part of it has also just continued to shine that positive light on Northeastern Pennsylvania for me. It's made me really look forward to what our future is going to look like. And it's also made me think more in my day-to-day work how we can make sure that we're involving young professionals and that next generation to come forward in environmental stewardship mm-hmm. and kind of fostering that connection within my own work environment rather than just out in the Young Professionals Network.
Very cool. Thank you for that. So thinking of the, you know, high school senior, the freshman in college, or the most recent, you know, graduate from college, someone who's on the fence about leaving the area or doesn't think there's anything here for them, and they stumble across, you know, the Young Professionals Network, what's sort of a walk away or something that you, each of you would want for them to, if nothing else, this is what the Young Professionals Network will give to you?
So I think one of my favorite things about the Young Professionals Network is if there's ever an event that I want to attend, like a parade that's going on Public Square, and I don't have anyone to go with, I'll just post it in there and say, hey, guys, like, I'm going to go see this parade on Public Square. Meet me in front of the Duncan. And there's always a bunch of people who are commenting and ready to go and meet me in front of the Duncan to watch this parade. And, you know, I think that definitely is a really big thing because a lot of people say, oh, there's nothing to do around here. Mm-hmm. But then when there are events, they're not getting to them because they're a little intimidated or they don't have anyone to go with. And this just opens up an avenue of just brand new friends that you can make going to these really fun and awesome events we have throughout the city and beyond.
Very cool. Thank you. Molly?
Yeah, I think what I've learned since being involved is how much I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. How many groups there are that I've never heard of, how many people are doing the work that I've never been aware of before, people connecting me to the resources and kind of like showing me the way a little bit. And I think this region's not without its criticism, right? Everywhere has its problems. Mm-hmm. But through this, I've learned the same problems I have with this region and some places and problem areas I think could be a little bit better. People are already working on it, mm-hmm. and they're looking for more people to help them and to help them do the work. So I think if we were to connect young people to those resources that, hey, we hear you, we see the issues you're having and you're facing, but people are trying to do it, and you could actually help and make a difference.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Thank you both for those. Anything I haven't covered, anything that I'm missing, something big with Young Professionals that, as an old person, joking, that I didn't think of, you know, what's that? What else is out there? We cover it all?
We hit the highlights. I'm trying to think if there's anything.
I mean, I guess one thing worth noting is that there's always opportunities to get involved mm-hmm. with the network and with the council. So the Young Professionals Council is who actually meets every other month. And the council are the people who actually come together and start to make decisions about different events coming up and share their thoughts and stuff like that. And anybody can be a member of the council. Anybody can show up to those meetings and say that they want to be a part of it and they will be welcome with open arms. However, there are also subcommittees for the various different events. Mm-hmm. So there's a subcommittee for the Let It Fly for the Y Cornhole Tournament and for the Ugly Sweater Holiday Party. Both of those are open to whoever wants to join them. And the more the merrier. Obviously, those are fundraising campaigns. So the more people involved, usually the more money that you could raise. And then on top of that, the vice chair role opens every year. So Scott is currently in the vice chair position. And towards the end of probably towards fall is when the vice chair position for 2025 will open. So Scott will gear up to enter his chair role in 2025 as Molly begins to step down, and that vice chair role will be open. So there is an opportunity for someone who's listening to maybe be inspired and apply for that.
Very, very cool. And so sort of recap what you just said there. So there are monthly meetings for the council for the young professional.
Every other month.
For every month. And so that's
every other month.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yes.
And if folks wanted to get involved, how could they find this information? Is it the Chamber's website? Is it Facebook? Where would they go to find that information?
The best place is the Greater Wyoming Valley Young Professional Network group on Facebook. It's kind of a long name. One day we'll tighten it up. Not today. But yeah. And I think to kind of amplify what Rachel was just saying, you're allowed to be involved as much or as little as you want. I know I spent a good 6 months just lurking on Facebook, saying nothing and just like observing before I worked up the courage to actually show up. Best decision I've ever made, for the record. But you are welcome to lurk until you're ready to come and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So the cool. Facebook page is the best place to do that.
Gotcha. So check out the, I'm not going to try to remember the full name, but Young Professional Network on Facebook. And I know through the Chamber's website as well, there's some information there. So if you're looking to join, that's the two places to check out. I want to thank Rachel and Molly for their time today and wish you both great 2024. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
And that does it for this episode of the Wilkes-Barre Connect podcast, brought to you by Park Multimedia. Wilkes-Barre Connect is powered by the Greater Wyoming Valley Chamber of Commerce. To learn more about Wilkes-Barre Connect, check out wyomingvalleychamber.org. That's wyomingvalleychamber.org.